And next up on the archives here at Free Radio Santa Cruz, the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show for February 15th, 2024 is up next. This is a flashback to January 9th, 2005, if I'm not mistaken. And we're talking about the SAFE, Society for Artistic Freedom and Expression, street musical activist group that went out, oh gosh, I don't know, for over a year, every, I think it was every Wednesday, they provided food, they provided literature, they provided music, and invited people to join them and sing and play along to take back the spaces that were being kidnapped by the city council's restrictive rules. In essence, they were violating the rules and inviting the rest of the community to restore the freedom that had been there previously. You're going to hear some interviews with some of the folks there. I think there's a Roger Etc. talking, describing interviews with some of the, that he had had with some folks. And you'll also then be, we'll be hearing a long interview with Jane Kaiser of the Patients Inmates Rights Collective. That's a PIRC group that I don't think exists any longer in 2024, but still did in 2005. Then you'll be hearing Peppermint Patty, formerly a Portland writer for Street Roots newspaper. That's the homeless newspaper sold in Portland, similar to the one that used to be sold here in Santa Cruz called Street Spirit, and the one that still is somewhat Street Sheet, which is published with the Coalition on Homelessness up in San Francisco. But Patty has been traveling around. She talks a lot about psychiatric oppression and also about the Kucinich campaign, who was running against, he was running against, in the primary, I guess it was, against the Democratic candidate Kerry, who was defeated by Bush. But both Bush and Kerry, and then eventually Kucinich, because he ended up supporting Kerry, had nothing to say really about removing troops from Iraq, which is what was going on at the time. There was full-scale war continuing there. Then you'll hear a lengthy discussion with a congressional candidate and a street performer and musician and political activist. I think he now works at the Resource Center for Nonviolence over on Ocean Street. There's some controversy about some of his decisions regarding homeless people then and there. Or there, I should say, not in 2005, but in 2024. But I haven't talked to Joe recently about this, so I'll withhold my withering criticisms until I do. But you'll be able to hear him giving a pretty articulate interaction with me on issues of the 2004 November election, if you want to go back that far, which, of course, I do, because I think it gives us some perspective on the present. And there's other stuff, too. There's musical breaks. There's Phil Oakes. There's Ann Feeney. And patience for this relatively long flashback. Enjoy. And remember, everything you hear number-wise, address-wise, event announcement-wise is probably long out of date.